Tell me your name, that I may tell your mother. Oh, dead, dying, suffering, bleeding soldier, why won't you tell me your name that I may tell your mother? This man here is a very honest man. I'll tell you why. Because he plays the upright piano. I think the next song we ought to sing is When the Things Come Marching In to Get Us Stirred Up. Is that in D?
In D is, I think, quite a good key.
Request out in the audience now. Bonnie lies over the old.
Who requested that?
I don't know who it was.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. I do it deep.
That's right. He's still laying there.
Oh, it's lamplighting time in the valley.
Yeah, lamplighting time in the valley.
Yeah. You know, that's
the
whole thing.
Up to the crackers, folks. There's plenty of them. I want to show you how they look. They're all free on the house. Crackers, Kool-Aid, and coffee. Step right up. I'm going to have the first one.
You are?
We already had some.
You're out of luck. That's not the first one.
Are the Germans from Minnesota?
The many people from Minnesota.
Anyone from Minnesota in here? We can do a lot of kissed her in the hen house because she egged me on.
They don't know that.
Does anyone know I'm building a cabin in the sky, so be careful when you go out on the porch? Now, if I start that, how many know the words?
What?
I'm here to chat back here with...
Shoreline Spartans,
yeah.
Shoreline Spartans. Washington.
Washington. Yes, but I know. How about,
Randy Glyso.
Randy Glyso.
Do you know it?
Do you know the song about the bear? Gladly the bear, do you know him? Gladly the cross that
bear. I know the bear went
over
the mountain.
The bear went over the mountain.
Thank you.
Could I give a poem?
Yeah, would you like to recite a poem?
I would.
Good. Would you step right up?
Crows eat grass and wag their tails and rub their heads against
my dog.
Oh, yeah.
Or we could all sing that beautiful song, Raise Your Hairy Arm, Lucille. Well, anyway.
Let's hear your poem.
The meeting was so sad. The parting was so sad. She offered up her dear sweet life, the only one she had. She lies beneath the daisies, yes, she lies beneath them now. That's what always happens when a freight train hits a cow.
I have one too. Here lies the body of poor Aunt Martha. Her life was full of terror. Spinster she lived and spinster died. No hits, no runs, no error.
Let's join in a chorus of Grandma, get out of the pickle jar, you're liable to get a raw deal.
You know something from My Fair Lady, like I could have danced on that?
All right.
I mean, there's so many, you know, where do you start?
Yeah, that's where you start. Nobody knows where you start and where you're at.
Daisy.
Daisy, I'm half crazy.
About the poor, farmer that was milking his cow in the pasture when a tornado came along and he got left holding the bag.
That's like when a chicken crossed the road. You know why a chicken crosses the road? Because it was a foul matter.
Now, you know what happened in the old nursery rhyme, the cow jumped over the moon. Well, you know what would happen then, utter destruction.
Yeah, there's always too many of the old. Ever since Grandma sat in the... No, what is the other one? Oh, ever since Mom fell into the coffee pot, we sat around and watched Ma Perkins. How about a little climb every now and then?
Thank you.
Short one.
Does anybody know it? If I start it, does anybody know that either music? Or am I just going to be playing? No, I really can't get, I cannot remember the whole part after the beginning. I'm in the wrong key for it. Just a minute.
Japanese hara-kari dance to the tune of
autumn. He will demonstrate autumn leaves.
This is the story of a Japanese hara-kari, a man who was sitting under a cherry tree, slightly inebriated and debating whether he was going to jump into the volcano. Up here on the stage.
Excuse me, I'm crying, but it's crowded up here. Excuse me.
I missed my swim.
We can make some room for it.
That's all right. I shy. Yeah. After I pretend that I'm a man and that I've got a lift. The prettiest girl I ever saw was zipping spider through a straw. The prettiest girl I ever saw was zipping spider through a straw. I asked her if she'd show me how to zip my spider from a straw. I asked her if she'd show me how to zip my from a straw. And now and then the straw would slip and we'd dip spider lip to lip. And now and then the straw would slip and we'd dip spider lip to lip. Now 29 kids all call me Pa. from tip and cider through a straw. Now 29 kids all call me Paul, from tip and cider through a straw. The moral of this little tale is sip your cider from a pail. The moral of this little tale